Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration announced Wednesday that it and Taiwan will start negotiations for a bilateral trade and investment initiative this fall to include technology and agriculture. The Miami-Dade Police Department confirmed that 29-year-old Detective Cesar Echeverry has died. He was rushed to the hospital Monday night after being shot by an armed robbery suspect in Miami. The same judge that signed off on the FBI warrant to invade President Trump's home will decide if the public gets to see the probable cause portion of the warrant. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News says the unusual warrant okayed taking everything from the Trump home.
The search itself was grotesquely broad. It was almost without definition. It literally was a warrant that said take everything.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
A Collin County jury condemned Kasol Schakenhoman for fatally stabbing 40-year-old Sarah Walker in July of 2006. Texas executed Kasol Wednesday evening. The state of Texas continues to bus illegal immigrants to New York and the nation's capital.
Hundreds of illegal immigrants are continuing to be transported from Texas on buses to New York City and Washington, D.C. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has accused Texas of forcing illegal immigrants onto buses, but appearing on Fox News, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott pushes back on these baseless allegations.
Before the migrants get on the buses, they sign a form agreeing to get on the bus, and on that form, it has the pre-identified destination. So they actually get to choose, do they want to go to the capital of the United States of America, or do they want to go to New York City?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
China is sending troops to Russia as part of a strategic military exercise for the first time since 2018. The exercises will take place from August 30th to September 5th in the eastern portion of Russia. The Chinese military in previous years sent an estimated 300,000 troops to a portion of Siberia and has headquarters close to the Chinese border. A federal magistrate in Florida, the same man that signed off on the Take Everything warrant, is set to hold a hearing Thursday on whether to make public the probable cause affidavit to search President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart, who okayed the original search warrant August 5th, is slated to preside over the hearing. Jonathan Turley is Fox News law professor at George Washington University. He discusses the FBI warrant.
They can be released in redacted form, and they can be released before a charge. But courts tend to just go with the government on these things. But what's different is a number of elements here. One is that there's a history here of the Department of Justice in Trump investigations. It has created a real public interest, a lot of public uncertainty as to the motivation behind the search. The search itself was grotesquely broad. It was almost without definition. It literally was a warrant that said, take everything.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Never stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got the one and only, no baloney, James Herson with us. Yes, the best-selling author, media and legal analyst. And boy, have we ever needed your legal analyzation, Mr. James. Let me tell you, good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
It's good to be with you, Bill. How are you?
Okay, so, hey, I'm doing terrific, but I need some explaining here, if you can help me out. The way I look at it is that Donald Trump is either really messed up so big time that it warranted 30 FBI agents with AR-15s, you know, to the ready, you know, this show of force that happened in broad daylight and everything, or Merrick Garland has jumped the shark, and he's going to end up being in some big trouble. What do you think?
Well, first of all, you know, we've watched this since 2015. We've watched, we call it various names. It's like a irrational hatred of Donald Trump that's a contagion in Washington, D.C., and what's affectionately known as the swamp. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, of course, a significant portion of the Democrat base that is pressuring the Democratic Party. They're screaming for the Justice Department to indict Donald Trump. And we've heard about this for months. Mm-hmm. And so that's the political backdrop. In terms of the law, we have long-standing tradition in state and federal law that, and it's in our Constitution in the Fourth Amendment, that there's a prohibition for the government constitutionally to engage in what is called unreasonable searches and seizures.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that requires, there's serious requirements. We've all heard these terms, you know, that there has to be probable cause to even seek a warrant. A warrant is signed by a magistrate or judge, a neutral magistrate or judge. And in fact, it has to be limited in scope, and it has to be necessary. If you can acquire whatever evidence that you're after without some sort of a raid, a search, you know, you're required to seek that alternative. Mm-hmm. Based on everything that we know now, none of that appears to be fulfilled. So what we're looking at is an unconstitutional act. And in the beginning, there were some reports questioning whether or not the Attorney General had signed off on this or the president. Now, still, the president is in a position of deniability, claiming he didn't know anything about it.
Right.
But under normal procedure, now the Attorney General has, you know, basically admitted publicly that he did sign off on this, and he's taken the position of how proud he is of it. It's we know it's never been done in American history. No, it's a very extreme. There is no, as yet, no fact has surfaced to say it was required, mm-hmm. to say it was, there was an emergency, there was an exigency, and yet, you know, we see it done. And then, of course, there's the backdrop of this Justice Department claiming that parents who go in front of school boards should be investigated as terrorists, are raiding the homes of people like Roger Stone and others, people close to Trump, and in the backdrop of the whole January 6th committee, which is formed in dubious ways in violation of the rules. We just go on and on. So mm-hmm. here's the key document for your listeners. They've released the warrant. The warrant has some statutes in it. The warrant is what lawyers and judges would call overly broad. Under mm-hmm. the terms of the search warrant, they can go and they're searching for any document produced by the Trump administration while they were in office. That's literally tens of millions of pages of documents. It's an absurd warrant. It should never mm-hmm. have been granted.
Well, like you said earlier, they're you know, warrants are given for a specific purpose. And like you said, in this case here, by contrast, this is way out of the tradition. It's overly broad. And this is why, because normally you would have a warrant for a specific document that should, you know, what would it take you? Maybe an hour or two to collect? But, what makes this smack of a fishing expedition is that they were in Mar-a-Lago for over 9 hours, James.
No, that's right. And the warrant itself is not specific about a crime. There's supposed to be probable cause about a crime. And the only backdrop, the only thing they've admitted to is what it's the equivalent of a person having an overdue library book. Every single president in modern history has had a little negotiations kind of tug of war with the archives, which is its library. It is like a library mm-hmm. book.
Right.
And so, according to reports, in Mar-a-Lago, representatives of the former president had been negotiating, and the people from the FBI even recommended they put a lock on the door mm-hmm. where some of these documents were, and they did so.
Right.
People did so. Mm-hmm. And so they were cooperating, they were talking. There doesn't appear to be any lack of cooperation. So the key document for your listeners is what's called the affidavit that accompanies the mm-hmm. warrant, where a high-ranking officer of the law enforcement agency involved has to, in essence, testify on paper as to the specific crimes and the reason this, in good faith, a crime is believed to have been committed. Now, so far, we don't have a release of that affidavit. There's a number of people demanding it. There's even some media outlets that have already filed a Freedom of Information Act request. But we absolutely have to see all the underlying documents mm-hmm. because this is an unprecedented act. And so
does Donald Trump have the affidavit?
No, Donald Trump does not. No. Mm-hmm. And they never get data. Normally, when the person that's being searched does not get the affidavit, they get the warrant. And sometimes that's a tug of war in any criminal case, is to try to get the affidavit. Obviously, in this case, the law enforcement, the FBI, is going to say that it's classified information. They're going to try to withhold it. But the Republicans in Congress should be demanding it. The public should be demanding it. And what's left of our press should be demanding it because if the track record of these people, we're looking at their track record and looking at the fact that disinformation, ironically, I can use mm-hmm. that word. Kevin, do you recall seeing in major outlets about nuclear codes?
Exactly. James, let's pause there, and we'll pick it up when we come back. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. On August 11, 1946, Reverend Charlie Byers set out to put the gospel message on the airwaves with the Gospel Tide Hour radio show in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. What started out as a local vision has become a global mission to share the gospel with people all around the world through regional radio broadcasts that tell of the hope of Christ in local languages. The fact is that we have a global God, and if we're to share the truth about God around the world, we need to utilize the best methods of doing so, such as sharing the gospel in local languages. We at the Tide Ministry are committed to continue this mission for Christ, and we're already prepping for the next 7 decades of ministry outreach. To learn how you can help the Tide Ministry continue sharing the good news of Christ around the globe and impact even more people over the next 7 decades, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
As promised, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. James Hurston continues with us, the legal analyst, and and best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author. James, as you were saying, and that was going to be my next question, is I believe it was the Washington Post. I mean, you know, this is what the Beltway does. I mean, they conveniently leak things out to their favorite media outlets. In this case, the Washington Post has suggested that, that Donald Trump had nuclear codes that he had, that's why they had to go into Melania's, personal items in her closet to check and see if the nuclear codes were somewhere underneath her brassiere or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no, and that story is important because now it's been debunked, and it's either a leak or a lie. It's one, and in this case, it's both. But you know, in other words, either the Post reporter is lying and they have no source, which they do sometimes, or a source within the government leaked this out and did it to try to, because the heat was getting a little too hot right after the raid. Mm. And so, yeah, I mean, that's an important story because it just shows the same pattern that you were referring to and what we saw with the Russia hoax, the Ukrainian hoax, the
exactly.
Stormy Daniel hoax. All of these attempts going back to 2015 to get Donald Trump. So clearly, and also this is done in violation of a longstanding tradition, and that is to take an action like this immediately 90 days before an election. And so it's all part, it smacks of, political motives, and it smacks of bad faith, and it's very dangerous. It was, a lot of people use this language after it happened and saying it's a dark day.
Yeah,
America.
Right.
President of El Salvador said, what would you think if I told you that we had raided the office of a candidate was running against me here in El Salvador? You know,
exactly.
What would you say?
Right.
So in any case, it's an amazing development, and it's going to motivate people in this upcoming midterms even more. So
Well, James, people are realizing that if we're going to save the republic, it's up to we the people, because we're asking these knuckleheads, these alleged political brain surgeons, to do brain surgery on themselves. They're incapable. They keep just creating bigger problems. This doctrine that they hold to, this Trump derangement syndrome, has them out of their skull to the degree that they're making a mess and a bigger mess every time and at every turn. And we've had enough of this. I mean, they're losing credibility. People want to defund the FBI for all the corruption. I mean, we went through this, I believe, back in the 70s after J. Edgar Hoover, and said, hey, we got to make sure this doesn't happen again. Well, guess what? It's back and worse than it was even under J. Edgar Hoover.
You know, it's very dangerous for the country when, in fact, we lose faith in very important institutions.
Exactly.
I think many people, it's not, it's the entire executive branch people have lost faith in. But it's a situation where to take back the country is not going to be a spectator sport. It
No.
has to be getting off the bench, getting involved. And obviously, fundamentally, it has to do with registering to vote and voting, but also it has to do with volunteering to observe the vote, to serve on, serve as neutral observers, to serve as polling volunteers, get involved in the process, help register people and help them with transportation, get more people to the polls on game day, and it's coming up fast. So
exactly.
It seems to me that's where the hope lies, obviously. But the ultimate hope, of course, is in addition to doing all of our action, we get on our knees and we pray. Because, as a nation, when we pray, it's very powerful. I found it interesting. There's a story today that some left-wing group is saying that a dangerous item is the Catholic rosary because it's an instrument of Christian nationalism. Yeah. So, you know, I also kind of implying that, you know, didn't ask to actually ban it yet, but it sounds like something where they're going to ask platforms in the social media, you know, to get rid of these posts about the rosaries. That's just the beginning of the attack on religious expression for Christians.
Well, it's interesting. It all comes to a head at the time that we're celebrating, commemorating the ascension of the Blessed Mother, right? And rosaries are being said en masse in record numbers. So, you know, like what you're saying, I look for powerful things to come forth as a result, because when a nation prays and seeks God's face, miraculous things happen, and we're overdue for a miracle. Not that we deserve it, but only that, you know, God needs to be honored and glorified. You know, a nation that says that we were one nation under God, that has turned its back on God clearly, and we are reaping what we're sowing. Maybe, perhaps, James, because of the experience and the reality that we're reaping not such good things, we'll look back at the sowing and again turn to God. And, you know, like Donald Trump would say, what do you got to lose, right?
No, it's true. And we're getting back to our original question. You know, what we here in Western civilization in the United States, we talk a lot about the rule of law. Mm-hmm. But like our founding fathers, like George Washington pointed out, you can't just have rules. You can't just have laws. The respect for laws comes from a moral citizenry.
Amen.
Comes from
Amen.
Religious
exactly.
citizenry. And mm-hmm. so behind the law and the rule of law stands moral principles, objective, universal, immaterial moral principles. And when we see what appears very clearly, we'll have to see that affidavit. We have to see, like you said, the question is there really a crime here? It better be a big one, and it better be mm-hmm. exigent.
Exactly.
And, if that affidavit shows otherwise, what we have is people, despite the rule of law, they don't have the respect because they don't have the moral fiber.
Amen. That's exactly it. James, I've been concerned, as you have, and you just wrote about it, is that with all this distraction, Trump derangement, midterm elections, open borders and everything, that we need to really stay focused and vigilant on the things that matter. For example, you're talking about the reversal of Roe v. Wade. Explain to our audience, we've got about a minute and a half left here, as to what you see
sure.
going on regarding Roe v. Wade.
Well, sure. We all know, we've heard a very shrill rhetoric about shutting down crisis pregnancy centers. Kamala Harris on a tour and basically denigrating the Supreme Court. We now know there's a new legislation being proposed that is really sort of a hidden court packing, Supreme Court destroying mm-hmm. Legislation
right.
claiming using term limits as a way to get in. We have Biden signing an executive order because the Congress was unable to pass legislation, so-called codification of Roe v. Wade. He signed an executive order. And now in this Orwellian-named Inflation Reduction Act, there are violations of the Hyde Amendment forcing taxpayers essentially to pay for abortions. So as at the same time as the good news is there are states banning abortion, we have Democrats all over the country in various forms, including Soros prosecutors who announce we're not going to prosecute any bans on abortion, which is why Ron DeSantis fired a prosecutor recently.
He's the best-selling author, media and legal analyst. James Herson has been our guest. James, as always, we appreciate the time. Godspeed, my friend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration announced Wednesday that it and Taiwan will start negotiations for a bilateral trade and investment initiative this fall to include technology and agriculture. The Miami-Dade Police Department confirmed that 29-year-old Detective Cesar Echeverry has died. He was rushed to the hospital Monday night after being shot by an armed robbery suspect in Miami. The same judge that signed off on the FBI warrant to invade President Trump's home will decide if the public is to see the probable cause portion of the warrant. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News says the unusual warrant okayed taking everything from the Trump home.
The search itself was grotesquely broad. It was almost without definition. It literally was a warrant that said take everything.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also great to have Dr. Wilfred Riley with us to talk about we're going to talk about the border. We're going to talk Trump, IRS agents, all right here from the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Will, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here. Always good to be on the show.
Well, the border crisis getting worse by the numbers here. Looks like we're going to easily surpass 2 million border arrests. This is record-breaking. And, of course, that 2 million is still an under number because we're not even counting the gotaways and so many other accounting of individuals who have illegally entered our country for God knows what reason.
Yeah, the actual number here, Bill, is probably pretty frightening. I mean, so right now, as I understand, we're at 1.8 million or 1.86 million people that have been arrested at the border.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a record. I mean, we were at, through all of last year, I think we were a little under 2 million. So, I mean, bear in mind, again, we're not in September yet.
Yes.
But what a lot of people seem not to understand about that figure is that most illegal immigrants don't get caught. I mean, you don't want to make fun of the solid job police do or the Border Patrol does, but just as with most people selling weed or stealing cars, I mean, my honest estimate, having been to the border, would be that arrest rates are probably 1 in 3.
Yeah.
But even if you say 1 in 2, I mean, you're talking about an additional 2 million people essentially walking into the country. And of those people that were arrested, that 1.8 million, I mean, perhaps half of those people were able to at some point process an asylum claim via an attorney. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we might have gained 3 million people who, in terms of benefits and so on, might as well be citizens within 8 months, 9 months. So that's pretty remarkable. And that's what the border crisis means. The debate here isn't about racism. It's not about the two political parties. It's the practical question of, do you want 3 million more people coming into the country within 3/4 of a year?
Right. And do you want 3 million more people coming in that aren't coming in like through the traditional immigration process where someone is going to be taken care of, sponsored to come in? There is a clear understanding that they do not pose a threat. They're not bringing disease with them. I mean, here we've gone through 2.5 years of COVID, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear multiple masks. And now we just let people come into the interior of our country, not even concerned, even, you know, running any kind of test on them to make sure that even for that moment they're COVID-free or whatever. I mean, it's just absolutely irresponsible. And what they're, you know, putting upon the American people. And, of course, now to add matters to this is that Governor Abbott says, okay, fine, we'll let you know how it feels. We're going to bus people, you know, now from the Texas border. We're going to bus them up into New York. And, of course, the mayor is a little upset about that, but they still, you know, they're still welcoming them. And then now the latest deal, Will, I love this, is the people that are being bused, these immigrants, though they sign a release saying, yes, this is our choice, we're going to New York, they're now revolting. I mean, you've got 50, 70 people on a bus and you've got a sole bus driver and they're saying, let us off in South Carolina. Well, that's not the destination. The destination is going to be New York. Well, what can you do? You got 60, most of them single males on that bus, and one, you know, solito bus driver. What do you think's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, the guys are going to get off the bus when they want to. And, I mean, there are many different levels here. I mean, you and I have both said at various points that there's no real hostility or anger against young, hardworking guys, you know, mostly Catholic guys, family men, that want to get into the USA. Of course they do. It's a richer country north of their poorer country, friendly relations. The question is, what do we as American citizens have the ability to do about this? And I mean, I think we have the absolute right to decide who gets into our country.
Exactly.
So there are a lot of different points. That's just obvious common sense. That wouldn't have been controversial anywhere until about 8 years ago. So, I mean,
well,
there are a lot of...
There
are a couple different points in what we're talking about. I mean, so when you said... If you say something like, well, illegal immigrants bring disease, you're almost certain to be called a bigot. But the plain reality is that for the past, 2 years now, we've been dealing with the COVID pandemic, and the people in these big cities that are immigrant welcoming have been totally panicking. I mean, for 6 months or whatever it was, there is the advisory that you should wear one but not two masks on your face. At the same time, as I understand, at the southern border, we haven't really effectively tested for COVID. So, yeah, these people are flooding into the country. And once you're in the country, this is the last line, it's hard to stop. It's hard to decide where you go. If you're on the bus and the bus stops in Georgia in a community where it looks like they might have some work, and you get off the bus, you go to the bathroom, you have a 20-minute break, and you leave, who's to stop you? Who's to prevent you? Are all the police in that town going to launch a manhunt and bring you back? Probably not.
Well, no, and then what happens is they drop them off like they did, you know, because they said, look, we don't want to go to New York, drop us off in, I think it was South Carolina or something. And so they're hanging out at McDonald's, and they're hustling people for money because they don't have any money. You know, they didn't get to their destination to where they could get the money that was there for them in New York. So now they're left without money, without a job. And, I mean, this is irresponsible. You've got, you know, 25 to 40-year-old young men that, you know, need to work. They need to eat and that sort of thing. I mean, this is a recipe for all kinds of danger. Well, two things that I've been recommending that need to be done. First of all, just me. This is what I'm saying. If I were king. And you're saying, look at, okay, we're going to let all these people in. What I'm going to do is I'm going to run an assessment on these people in as much as I want to know what your gift and talents are. Where can I use you in the industries of America today? You need a job. Your manpower, where are you best served? I'm going to run an assessment and evaluation because now they've said, hey, we're going to come to America. And guess what? Their employment, their potential employment is an asset that can serve them and serve the American people. At least you're saying, hey, look, we're going to give you a career path. The other thing, even before then, what I would do is I would go to Mexico and say, look, all these people that are coming across, they're your people. And what we're going to do is we're going to lease. We want to lease that labor force from you with specific parameters that will cover their health care. It'll cover their wages and everything. You're going to administrate that. They're going to come into America somewhat similar to the Bracero program, similar. You know, where they can come and they can go, because some of the problems, the Mexicans especially, what they got upset about was when they closed the border, they said, okay, you know, who's ever on one side of the border? I mean, my gosh, you know, it's like, here we are. Are you kidding me? I mean, this is Germany all over again. Look at, we got to let it go to where people can come, they can go, and, but if they're assets to the Mexican government, guess what? The Mexican government has buy-in. They're going to watch that border as much as we are, because that's their inventory, and they're going to gain some monetary benefit to that. Do you think that makes sense at all?
Yeah, I think that both sides of that make sense, and that's traditionally how immigration policy. Now, the second part's a little more formal than what we did, even under the Bracero program as a political scientist.
Right.
But it's important to realize that that's traditionally how immigration policy has been conducted. We can have a moral debate as people from that Christian tradition about whether this is, there's some moral questions with this. But in purely practical, like, city of man terms, illegal immigration has almost never been tolerated.
Right.
Or at least if you were caught as an illegal immigrant, it was assumed you might get slapped around lightly and put on a bus home. I mean, not justifying every aspect of that, but that was the general understanding in almost all of the world in countries that had set national borders until very recently. So, I mean, my own rule for immigrants, I said this in my book Taboo, and it was something that I thought was just extremely obvious. And I guess I hadn't been following the immigration discussion in the media, so I was surprised by all the controversy it caused. But my comment was that immigrants should be sane, which is now pretty easy to assess, non-criminal, and certainly in Mexico, Canada, Poland, most countries people come from, you can check that. Fit. I mean, I don't mean in perfect physical shape, but, you know, free of deadly plagues like HIV, COVID during the COVID epidemic. Over some kind of IQ baseline, that was probably the most controversial point, but you should be able to get a job and willing to enter legally.
Exactly.
So to immigrate to another country, you should be insane, fit, able-bodied, not a criminal, able to work, and willing to come in through normal channels. And that's what immigration generally meant. So when you say, well, let's go back to that and let's negotiate terms with the Mexican government around that, yeah, that's just common sense. I will say one of the problems now is that the activist groups, mostly on the left, have really complicated this. So, I mean,
I'll tell you what. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. Got to go to a quick break. More from Dr. Riley after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. Wilfred Riley, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, continues. Will, I want you to continue with your thought. I'm sorry we had to cut off to go to break, but here we are.
Yeah, no, of course, you just got back. Yeah, I think one of the issues with this right now is the way in which the politics of immigration, especially on the political left, have really complicated this. Mm-hmm. So right now, my understanding, and you might correct this by a few percentage points, but it is that almost half of the people that we're running into on the southern border aren't from Mexico.
Right, exactly. So, no. We've taken all the Mexicans out. It's all the Central Triangle, which each of the presidents of these three other countries have said, well, they're actually two of the three, said the Biden administration hasn't even talked to them. You know?
Yeah, well, there are a whole bunch of things there. I mean, there's a famous joke about Latin American Olympic teams that gets into this, like the huge percentage of, you know, people from, especially Mexico, that have come, you know, honorably or illegally to the United States. Mm-hmm. The Mexican-American population in the United States, and I mean, a welcome community in the USA, but is something like maybe a third the population of Mexico. I mean, we're 17% Hispanic.
Yes.
But partly because of population drain, but just more because of modern, quote-unquote, asylum policy, we're seeing people come from literally everywhere in the world to that weak, unprotected southern border that we have. So, I mean, there was recently an incident where some of our Border Patrol agents, kind of our vaqueros, these guys are still on horses out there in the desert, were accused of whipping migrants, like hitting them with the horse reins and so on. Mm. And you give cops some leeway in what they do. Second, they weren't whipping them. They weren't using horse whips. But the thing that was most notable about the incident was that everyone who was involved in that altercation with them was from Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
You saw these two groups of men squaring off, but the guys on the migrant side weren't from Mexico. They were from this island nation 400 miles out into the Caribbean, and they had somehow managed to get to the USA, get across the border, and clash at the Border Patrol. So that, to some extent, is the issue, that just a Mexico-targeted policy wouldn't stop a lot of this, a great deal of it. I think that in addition to the two things you say, which is, first, just a version on my kind of sane, non-criminal, able-bodied, baseline intelligence, and then coming illegally, you're adding deal with the Mexican government. A third element that I think you'd have to use here, if we're kind of plotting this out, is do something about these asylum claims.
Yes.
So when people come from civilized countries like Poland and Mexico, we might have our issues with them, but they're basically G30 countries. Mm-hmm. And even these countries like Haiti, the Dominican, My favorite baseball players from the Dominican. Like, these are poorer countries, but there aren't any wars going on there. You shouldn't necessarily just be able to say, well, I come from a country that deals with some issues, and I'm seeking formal asylum in the USA, and I expect to be housed and so on for X period of time. We really should return to that idea of asylum is for people fleeing war and natural disaster and so on.
Yeah, exactly, like something that's going on in Ukraine. But the other thing, too, is what they're abandoning here is they're not even going to their neighboring countries who are very familiar of what's going on in the neighboring country to validate that, in fact, there is this kind of, behavior and threatening action that's taking place thousands of miles away here in America. What do we know?
Well, that's exactly right. Like, if you come from the Dominican Republic to Jamaica and falsely claim asylum, no one's going to grant it to you. I mean, they're going to understand that you're the stable country they play soccer against every summer.
Right.
You know, so that's not how that's going to work. This is, again, something that comes from that, what the Russians used to call our useful idiots, like that block of smart, guilty, upper-class Americans in the USA.
Mm-hmm.
And at some level, I think most of these people probably know that a fit 30-year-old fighting man from the Dominican Republic still wearing his college baseball jersey isn't a refugee.
Mm.
But the idea seems to be, well, it's close enough, right? I mean, they come from a poor country. They come seeking a better dream. You know, words on the side of the Statue of Liberty, let them all in. But let them all in without vetting people who just as easily could be fighters from the Middle East using assumed passports. That's not a practical immigration policy.
No, without a doubt. And this is the emerging threat. I mean, even with these latest border numbers, what are they talking? Three, four dozen terrorists that they've caught already at the border. And again, we don't know about the getaways. We don't know how many other. I mean, these are terrorists, for goodness sakes. It's not like they're using proper channels. They're going to find some way, as they did before, to invade our country and avoid capture. So, this is again, it is absurd on its face and frustrating. And we're not even talking human trafficking, what's been happening with fentanyl and all the other dangers that are associated with open borders. Not to mention, Will, I got new friends from Venezuela that are, they're yelling and screaming, saying, Bill, we can't even believe what's happening in America. Open borders, the first thing that happened to our country, we opened borders and we got overwhelmed. And here we are in a short period of time, inflation 1,000%, and people are eating out of trash trucks in Venezuela, a once very robust and wealthy country. And time and again, this has been the problem. Borders are opened up, people are overwhelmed, and they just implode on themselves. I want to set that aside and talk to you about the alleged, and I say alleged because everything that we know about the Inflation Reduction Act does nothing about inflation or recession other than it may exacerbate the problem. This, according to economists on both sides. What do you say?
Well, I think the Inflation Reduction Act, I was a little surprised by Joe Manchin, kind of the mossback conservative Democrat who's rejected all these bills and said, no, I'm for the fossil fuel industry. There's a union tradition in West Virginia, but I'm not going for any of this. And he shot down a lot of this Green New Deal sort of stuff and then essentially made the Inflation Reduction Act possible. And although it's smaller scale, the Inflation Reduction Act includes, it's the Inflation Reduction Act that includes the increased funding for the IRS, correct?
Right, exactly. 87,000 new agents with guns and ammo and authorization to use deadly force, Will.
Well, and it seems to me, like, I mean, we're both upper middle class citizens. It seems to me this is a nonpartisan issue, that the tax man shouldn't be given 90,000 new armed agents.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who's voting for that, but they're either very angry at the world or they're not doing very well. Like, so the bill contains a great deal of stuff like this. It contains funding for quote-unquote green or renewable energy. It contains funding for, I mean, you gave that figure correctly, 87,000 new armed IRS agents, each paid slightly less than $100,000 per year. I mean, there are other packages. I mean, there's more distribution spending into the economy. Obviously, with that IRS package, we're looking at increased tax funding, thus government spending. The question a lot of people have asked is, what will this do to reduce inflation? And, I mean, some people on the left do argue that some of the economy stabilizing measures might have that effect 2 years down the road. But you're definitely not seeing a focus inflation. You're seeing a lot of things like spending on renewable energy. And for the record, for the five members of your audience that don't already know, that's every government bill.
Right.
I mean, one of the few things Ted Cruz and AOC ever agreed on, and I'd love to see this, but they were both shot down by their ideological colleagues, was a bill that would have limited the length of a government piece of legislation to one page and mandated that it be written in common English and deal with one thing.
Exactly. What a concept.
One thing they ever agreed on.
Mm. Yes.
And they were brutalized. No chance of that happening. So every bill is like this. It's a 300-page monster. Mm. And that's it. That's the summary there. That's how I feel about the bill.
Well, exactly, because once they do that, then it opens up. I mean, you got 300 pages plus of all these, ties that bind, these connections to the Joe Bidens and the rest of these officials, these elected officials, whose main ambition is to get reelected. So they'll sell their souls in order to get reelected. And, Joe Biden just did the opposite of what John McCain did, in the interest of the Democratic Party. Here you've got Manchin finally folding, and of course you knew once he did that they were going to have enough bargaining chips to send Kyrsten Sinema, her way, and that she was going to fold. So here it is, and we're having to deal with something that very smart economists on both sides clearly say that this will do nothing to give us any hedge against inflation or recession. It could only further exacerbate the problem. And, because here it is. Will, I'm sorry. I've just lost confidence in everything associated with Democratic leadership because they continue to want to reinvent the wheel. We have enough empirical evidence that says what you should do when you find yourself in this kind of mess. And they continue to live in the theoretical realm and in that idea that, the reason it wasn't successful before is because they just weren't committed enough for a big enough government to save the day. And here we are dealing with this one more time, this insanity.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good descriptive summary. There are a lot of pretty deep issues here. So, one, just in a sentence, is that theory in the absence of evidence is worthless.
Yes, exactly.
And this is what you run into a lot with fanatics, and maybe because I'm on the right, but I see it especially on the political left. Like, Marxism is the ultimate example of a theory without evidence.
Mm-hmm.
The argument here is that society is run entirely for the benefit of rich people. It's almost impossible for you, yourself, starting the working class, to become rich. And these class feelings override attachment to your race, your nation, your guild, so on down the line. And, in my own life, I've become relatively wealthy, and I value all those things more than my social class. And so it's just the theory doesn't seem to make sense, and you see it tried in country after country, and it fails. But people just sort of keep advocating for the theory. There are socialists in Congress now. AOC is a socialist. Donald Trump is a socialist.
Right.
So it's just you can say any, let's say, gosh darn thing on the public airwaves. The question is whether it's supported by reality. Islam is a theory, not mocking one of the great world religions, but a lot of people believe all kind of things. The question is there any evidence that's true?
Exactly. Well, we're going to leave our audience to ponder that and maybe lose a little sleep tonight, Professor. Okay. Dr. Wilfred Riley, Professor of Political Science at Kentucky State University. Thank you, Will. Take care.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.